Hi everyone, welcome to Growing Boy Stories. My name is Stephen Dunham. In each Growing Boy story, Adam and David love each other because they are brothers. Of course, they get into arguments and even fight with each other sometimes, but they love to do everything together. Their parents help them learn how to play, get hurt, comfort each other, and play together again. Along the way, Adam and David have so much fun and love their lives. Listen to their stories right here on Growing Boy Stories. This story is called Going to the Playground. David, Adam's younger brother, had been sick for 3 days. He laid in bed with the covers pulled over his head and a fever of 101. He was very sick. Adam, the big brother, peeled the Lego Star Wars covers away from David's face and leaned right over him. "Are you done being sick yet?" asked Adam. David laid motionless. His eyelids felt hot, but his body felt cold. It's kind of what it feels like sometimes when you feel sick, especially like with a fever. Adam dragged the covers down toward David's feet, but when he reached David's legs, David let out a loud roar. "Stop it! Get away from me!" Adam felt angry. He bunched up the covers, slammed them on top of David, and stormed into the living room. A Lego tower built by David was displayed on the end table next to the large brown sofa. Adam karate chopped it, splintering the top half of the Legos all over the hardwood floor. Then, as he was about to push the rest of the Legos onto the floor, Adam's dad, named Aaron, grabbed hold of his arm, saving the rest of the Legos from Adam's anger. Aaron put his arms around Adam and attempted a playful bear hug tackle, pulling Adam down to the ground. "Get away from me," yelled Adam. Then he pried himself away from his dad and stormed into the kitchen. He swung open the cabinet door to the sink, squeezed into it under the sink, and slammed the door shut. Adam felt very angry. Aaron knocked lightly on the cabinet door. "Adam, you sound very angry. I'm wondering if you might be feeling lonely too. Maybe sad," said Aaron. "David has been sick for 3 days, and since it's summertime, you don't have your classmates to play with every day." Adam stayed quiet under the kitchen sink. Aaron stayed quiet too. After a minute or so, Aaron broke the silence. "I think it would be a good idea to go to Forest Park. We can find some kids at the playground." Adam continued in silence. The bottom of his feet under that sink began to feel wet, but he didn't know why. Can you guess why? Well, you'll find out at the end of the story, but let's see if you can guess why his feet might feel wet. Well, Aaron pulled on the metal handle of the cabinet door, but Adam pulled it back, preventing Aaron from opening it. Now, he could have pried it open because Aaron is much stronger than Adam, but instead, he thought for a moment, and then he spoke. "Why don't we go to the taco truck, and then you can get the kind of bean and cheese burritos you love. After that, we can decide about Forest Park." Aaron pulled on the cabinet, but this time, Adam didn't pull back. Instead, Aaron observed Adam curled up under the kitchen sink, with his chin resting on his knees. "Can we go to the taco truck, but not the playground?" asked Adam. "Adam, let's go to the taco truck, and then let's try the playground afterwards. Do you remember the last time when you and David played with that brother and sister in those secret bushes that were the headquarters for your superhero team?" Adam remained silent, playing with his toes and chewing the pant leg that went over his knee. "I want David to come. I'll just be bored." Well, everyone, you know, when brothers, sisters, or close friends play together all the time, like Adam and David, it can feel scary to play with new kids at the playground. And if I don't play with other kids, then maybe I'll feel bored. Both feeling scared and feeling bored can be uncomfortable feelings. And sometimes we might want to run away from them or pretend they might go away. Well, if there's anything I know about Aaron, Adam's dad, I think he'll probably try to help Adam with those difficult feelings. Let's see what happens when they go to the taco truck and then Forest Park. Aaron pulled up to the taco truck in the old minivan. The taco truck parked itself next to a gas station by Forest Park. A roof covered the eating area, making it shady when sitting at the tables. A burrito stuck out of Adam's mouth, dripping beans, cheese, and red hot sauce. Aaron sat across the table, with lettuce and tomatoes falling all over his plate and pant legs. For some reason, he was always losing his taco like that. A lot of napkins got used by both Adam and Aaron, and smiles and small bits of laughter began to emerge. "Dad, hot sauce is all over your beard, and snot is hanging out of your nose," said Adam. "Oh boy," laughed Aaron. And he began laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. In fact, he laughed so hard that more and more snot flew out of his nose and mouth. Adam started laughing, and it made Aaron laugh even more. But this made Adam laugh more, which then made Aaron laugh even more than Adam, until it was a big snowball of laughter that couldn't stop. A big, broad-shouldered, muscular man was eating three tacos and a Coke at the table next to them. At first, a smile slowly grew across his face. But then a small giggle popped out of his mouth, until finally a big, wild-hearted belly laugh erupted, and all three of them, Adam, Aaron, and the big man, laughed until they couldn't laugh anymore. Well, anyway, the playground was only a 2-minute walk from the taco truck. So after they finished eating, said bye to the big muscular man, Aaron stuck out his hand to Adam and they walked together. Adam noticed adrenaline in his body when walking over to the playground. Adrenaline is a strong feeling inside the arms and legs when a person feels afraid, making them feel like running away, or sometimes the opposite, feeling strong and ready to fight. For Adam, he felt more frozen, kind of like stuck to his dad like glue. "I feel afraid," shared Adam. "I don't want to go to the playground by myself." Aaron stopped mid-stride and knelt close to Adam. Adam could feel his breath. "Here, sit on my knee for a moment," comforted Aaron, with a hand on Adam's back. "Let's go to the playground together and I'll play with you. You know that I like to help you find other kids to play with, but you don't have to if you don't want to. If you find someone to play with, then that will be your choice." Aaron's knee and hug and comfort led to Adam feeling more at rest, and soon he forgot about feeling afraid. His body relaxed too. Also, he knew he didn't have to play with other kids if he didn't want to, because that's what his dad told him. And in the past, sometimes at the playground, he had said, "No, I won't play with any of these kids," and his dad just let him play by himself or play with him. So he knew that his dad would let him do what he wanted to. All right. The playground was now in view. Soft wood chips covered the playground area, making it safe to play on. A play structure complete with monkey bars, swings, a rock climbing area, a merry-go-round, and a zip line contained about 10 children. "Come on, Dad, let's play pirates." And off trotted Adam. Before Aaron could blink his eyes, Adam had already ascended to the top of the play structure, walking across a bridge. "Try to get me, Dad," he shouted. Aaron jumped up high, sticking his hands over and across Adam's bridge. "I'm taking this ship and all the gold you have on it, matey," yelled Aaron. Aaron traversed the bridge back and forth, successfully at least 10 times, until Aaron grabbed hold of his ankle and Adam tripped and fell, brought down by the mighty pirate Aaron. A large crashing sound ensued. Crash! Bang! Adam began to cry. He got hurt. Aaron scaled the plastic-covered metal strips in less than 2 seconds, then across the bridge next to Adam. "Adam, I'm so sorry I tripped you on accident," Aaron blurted out. "Can you tell me where you got hurt?" "My knee, Dad, it's my knee." Aaron kissed Adam's knee and stayed by his side until the tears went away. After a few moments, Aaron looked up and noticed a boy on the bridge staring at them. He wore a blue and white hat, white t-shirt, and brown pants. He had brown eyes, dark skin, and appeared about as tall as Adam. "Well, hello there," said Aaron. The boy remained silent and without movement. Adam looked up at the boy too. "We're playing pirates," said Aaron. Aaron looked down below the bridge and saw the boys grown up, a man wearing black jeans, a blue button-up shirt, and thick framed glasses. "Hello," Aaron said to the grown-up. The man raised his hand into the air and said, "Good afternoon." In that moment, Aaron noticed a kite hanging in a large pine tree next to the playground, right next to him about 30 feet away. The kite was a red-colored diamond shape with a long purple tail. It was about 15 feet off the ground. Well, 15 feet is about maybe like 2 or 3 grown-ups tall. "Adam, look over there. Do you see that kite in the tree? Let's go try to get it down," Aaron suggested. "Is it okay if this boy comes with us to get it down?" "Okay," replied Adam. I don't know why, but Adam forgot he felt afraid to play with other kids at the park. In that moment, he just said, "Okay." Maybe it was because getting the kite made him think less about the new boy and more about getting the kite. I'm not really sure why, but I'm thankful he said yes to Aaron, because now he had a kid to play with. In any case, Aaron turned to the boy and said, "Would you and your dad like to come and try to get that kite down?" Adam followed Aaron back down the steps, and so did the new boy, trailing them. The boys heard Aaron say, "I'm Aaron, and this is my son, Adam." "Hey, Aaron, I'm Bashir, and this is my son, Assad." As they approached the pine tree, Aaron and Bashir started up a whole bunch of boring grown-up talk. Do you ever hear boring grown-up talk? It sounds like this. Blah, 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 blah. Can you say that with me? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, grown-ups. Sometimes they can feel so boring with that boring grown-up talk. Well, anyway, that kite hung from a broken branch on a pine tree swaying in the breeze. The tail twirled in circles towards the east because the wind was coming in from the west. Asad and Adam, why don't you try to figure out how to get the kite down, suggested Aaron. Adam turned to Asad, and Asad said, do you want to stand on my shoulders? I can give you a boost. No, I tried that before, and my brother got hurt, responded Adam. We could throw stuff at it, said Asad. Adam and Asad gathered pine tree sticks and branches, which were kind of scratchy, along with a bunch of small, medium, and large rocks, some of which were too heavy to throw. A lot of groaning and grunting happened as they threw every last item up into the air. A few rocks and sticks almost knocked them over on their way back down. Look out! Heads up! They yelled. Dad, can you help us? Asked Adam. Aaron and Bashir took the twigs, sticks, and rocks that had returned to the earth and returned them to the air. Repeatedly, they kept missing the kite until one of them, I don't know if it was Aaron or Bashir, knocked the kite loose and it started to float sideways into the air. First, it floated to the right, then to the left, then to the right again. Adam and Asad ran to the right, then to the left, then to the right again. That kite was going back and forth, sideways. Finally, that kite crashed right into Bashir's head. The grown-up. Everyone got quiet. Adam slowly moved behind Aaron. Asad's eyes grew big and his mouth hung open. Then, a big smile grew across Bashir's face, and he began to let out a big, loud belly laugh. Oh, this kite hit me. Asad began to giggle. Then Aaron shook his head sideways in disbelief, and he too started to laugh. Finally, Adam started to laugh from behind Aaron, but then he moved to the side of him and then in front of Aaron when he knew that everything was okay. Bashir, of course, was okay. The kite hadn't hurt him. It was just a kite. In fact, he was now laughing so hard that everyone else began to laugh and cry and laugh and cry in one great concert. Have you ever had that happen before? Laughing out loud until tears came from your eyes, and then everyone else started to laugh too? Well, I'll tell you, it's one of the most fun things I've ever had happen. And when something like laughing out loud for a long time with a good group of friends or family happens, I try to remember it because it's such a wonderful thing. I never want to forget those happy laughter times. Well, after about another hour of play with the kite and a few other things, Adam's emotions felt a lot better. Aaron and Bashir thanked each other for the playtime. Aaron whispered to Adam, tell Asad thank you for playing. Thank you for playing, Adam repeated. Maybe we'll see each other here again, said Asad. Then Aaron and Adam drove home. Aaron cracked open the front door and Adam sprung through the crack, pushing it open. He lightly stepped across the living room floor, which turned into skipping around the kitchen area. He sang, I love to go to the park, I do. I love to go to the park. I love to go to the park, I do. I love to go to the park. Sarah, Adam's mom, was crouched underneath the sink, fixing a leak when all the skipping and dancing came into the house. She poked her head up into the air while holding a wrench and said, "Well, it sure sounds like someone had a good time at the park, and I want to hear all about it." Do you remember I asked you if you might know why Adam's feet felt wet when he was under the sink? The answer is that his mom was fixing a leak under the sink with the pipes. That's what he sat on, wet water from a leaking sink. Those pipes underneath there. So she was under and she was fixing that sink. That's why he was wet. Well, hello everyone. What I love about this story is that Aaron gently helped Adam get out of the house. Even if they just would have gotten out of the house, that would have been a really good thing to do. Even if they wouldn't have gotten to the playground. Adam had been sad, bored, and even angry because his brother had been sick for 3 days. So Aaron got him around other kids without forcing Adam to play with them. In the end, Adam slowly got comfortable with the playground and started playing with Asad. Part of that, I think, was due to Bashir's responsiveness and to the kite they found. Maybe the kite helped Adam feel more comfortable playing. I don't know. I don't know if every grown-up is going to help, you know, find another kid every time. But what I love about Aaron is that he tried. Adam felt the love of his dad in just getting out of the house and taking a chance that something good might happen without the pressure to make it happen.